Greetings again, pilgrims. Welcome to Thursday, March 4th, the 16th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion series. It's Pastor Bob, and we are ready to begin. We've got the Dance of Life in the background. We've got the cerulean surf and sea candle up and flaming. Today we've got the rooibos tea with chamomile. Oh, very gentle, very calming, very nice. Today we're going to hear some scripture. We're going to hear some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan. We're going to have some reflection questions. And we're going to end with a little meditation by Rumi. Back to Rumi again. So let's remember, this week, the second full week of Lent, is themed Jesus, our companion. Jesus, our companion. So let's begin with scripture. We're going to go to the Gospel of John today. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. All right, Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Now, chapter 10 is known for a series of Jesus's I am statements. He says, I am this, I am that, particularly starting with verse 11 when he says, I am the good shepherd. And again in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. But before we get there, Jesus tells us a little bit more about this good shepherd. He sets the context. So he tells us about the shepherd and the gate and those who hear the shepherd's voice and those who don't. So this is Jesus speaking. John 10, 1 through 10. Jesus says, I assure you, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. He says, I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep, he said. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Wherever they go, they will find green pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. Amen. Jesus, our companion, right? Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Here's what Mary Alice Mulligan has to say. Twice in these brief verses, Jesus uses his powerful I am statement, connecting his actions with the divine name revealed to Moses centuries before at the burning bush. I am who I am. When he says, I am the gate, he is claiming divine identity. And by the way, Jesus simultaneously calls us his sheep, silly, practically brainless sheep. Although we are able to identify the shepherd's voice. Jesus calls us to enter a life of safety and wholeness through him. He speaks in the present tense to explain to us that salvation is not only about spending eternity with God, we are invited to experience a life of true abundance now. Again, we are invited to experience a life of true abundance now. The gate leads to salvation. That is, Jesus is claiming and entering by the gate saves us from a life of ongoing emptiness and irrelevance. We aren't promised luxury, but salvation through Jesus means finding holy meaning and purpose for our life now. Let's take a little time for reflection. If you have a notepad or iPad or just using your old noggin, here are some things to reflect on. Can you think of ways Jesus has been a gate for a better life for you? Ways that Jesus has been a gate for a better life for you. Write about that. Has he helped you find meaning and purpose? In what ways? And then this. Do you know someone who needs to hear about Jesus as a gate to wholeness? It may not be someone who is a drunkard or a rabble-rouser. Sometimes it's someone who just doesn't know life can have meaning or hope. Could you pluck up the courage to talk with them about how Christ is the way into a life of purpose? Let that settle on our hearts as we turn to a meditation by Rumi. It's really a Lenten meditation. He might not have known it at the time. It's called The Evil in Ourselves. And it's Rumi's version of an Indian fable with a lion and a hare, a rabbit, who are led to the mouth of a deep well. And the lion mistakes his own reflection for a hated rival. So when he sees the reflection, he dives in and perishes. This takes us to the doctrine of those days that all so-called evil is an illusion. An illusion that arises from the divine attributes that are reflected in human nature, and that only our ego prevents us from seeing the soul of goodness everywhere. So that, so far as evil exists in us, its source, the evil source, is the unreal self, which is separated from God within ourselves. And when we purge the heart of that ego self, then the evil disappears. Here's the meditation by Rumi, The Evil in Ourselves, and I'll read it through twice. The lion took the hare with him. They ran together to the well and looked in. The lion saw his own image. From the water appeared the form of a lion with a plump hare beside him. No sooner did he espy his enemy than he left the hare and sprang into the well. He fell into the pit which he had dug. His iniquity recoiled on his own head. O reader, how many an evil that you see in others is but your own nature reflected in them. In them appears all that you are, your hypocrisy, iniquity, and insolence. You do not see clearly the evil in yourself, else you would hate yourself with all your soul. Like the lion who sprang at his image in the water, you are only hurting yourself, O foolish man. When you reach the bottom of the well of your own nature, then you will know that the wickedness is in you. The Evil in Ourselves by Rumi. The lion took the hare with him. They ran together to the well and looked in. The lion saw his own image. From the water appeared the form of a lion with a plump hare beside him. No sooner did he espy his enemy than he left the hare and sprang into the well. He fell into the pit which he had dug. His iniquity recoiled on his own head. O reader, how many an evil that you see in others is but your own nature reflected in them. In them appears all that you are, your hypocrisy, iniquity, and insolence. You do not see clearly the evil in yourself, else you would hate yourself with all your soul. Like the lion who sprang at his image in the water, you are only hurting yourself, O foolish man. When you reach the bottom of the well of your own nature, then you will know that the wickedness is in you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, blessed gate of salvation, call my name. Call my name. Hold my hand and lead me where you want me to be. Amen.